Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through datasheets. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download DB09 and open it up in 2013. If you've come to this video from the last video, because I said I was going to show you how to open up a record to a specific, or open up a form to a specific record, then I am a liar. I'm actually going to do that in the next video. So for this video, I'm going to be looking at data sheets. We're going to use data sheets as the starting point for opening a record from another form. I don't know what I just said. Okay, let's have a look. Where were we? We made form test, didn't we? I put a couple of buttons on it in the last video. Okay. All right. So let's close that one up. We don't really need that, but whatever. Okay, but today what we're going to be doing is data sheets. What are data sheets? Well, they're eerily similar to tables. Very, very similar, in fact, to tables. But you can do a bit more with them. They can respond to events. They're very, very, very useful, not just in accessing any kind of database application. You should have an option to produce data sheets. So let us start the data sheet with a query, because if we don't already have one, I know we do already have one, sorry. So let's look at query room sorted ascending, which sorts the rooms by the room number. And we're going to click on that, go to create, go to more forms, and click on data sheet. Okay, like I said, it looks very similar to a table. And we'll save it, and we'll call it FRM rooms sorted ascending DS is for data sheet, if you haven't worked that one out already. Now, data sheets present the data in a similar way that a table does, in the, its lists of data going down as one does. Advantage over tables are that if you base the data sheet on a query, you can actually sort the records, as we've done here, by room number, because the table is, we've got a couple of anomalies. We've got 401 here and 204 here. I did that deliberately just to demonstrate that stuff doesn't always get entered in order in a table. It can happen. So one good thing about data sheets, we can base off of a query. Another good thing about data sheets are events. So if I click here and go to the property sheet, I've got a list of events, and I will be covering the click event because that's what I'm going to use form rooms data entry to a specific record, but I will be doing that in the next video. Other good things about data sheets are conditional formatting. If we go to data sheet here, and let's say, for example, we were interested in using some kind of color code to indicate the rooms that are most expensive. So we can actually create some conditional formatting rules. So we can say, click on there. And what do we want? Let's say 150 or over should be red. 130 to 150 should be amber. And less than 130 should be yellow, right? So new rule. Bearing in mind up here, it says show me formatting rules for cost per night. So we're interested in this field. So we've clicked on new rule. And what we want to do is format only cells where the field value is between, well, let me think, actually in this case it's greater than 150. Okay, so that's the rule. Now what do we want to do when it's greater than 150? Well, we want to make the back of the cell red, and we want to make the front of the cell probably, or the letters white, so we can see them. And if we click OK and then apply, you can see that two of the cells have been affected. So now let's do another rule. Okay, and the field value is between 130 and 149. And we want the back of the cell to be amber, because that's closest. This is the writing. Right, the back of the cell needs to be amber. That's not even close to amber. It'll have to do. And the front of the cell white, does it show up? Yeah, that's all right. Press OK and apply. Okay, and new rule. which is field value is less than and 130, and we want back of the cell to be yellow. Which yellow do we prefer? Let's take that yellow, and the front of the cell, white's no good, let's go black. Okay, and apply. Okay, we've got a small anomaly because the 150s haven't come up. Between 130 and 1 greater than, okay. We have to edit this rule. So click on it, edit rule, greater than or equal to 150. Apply, okay. Okay, so now, having done that, it's slightly more visually pleasing, yeah. And you can get a sense that the rooms in red are the more expensive ones, and then amber and then yellow. So that's something you could do with it. You could divide down types. So you've got singles, doubles and twins. Formatting, conditional format is actually something that I think we should all use more of, to be honest with you, but we don't. Just another couple of other things you can do. You can change the row colors of the data sheets. So for example, you could pick the background color and make it something garish, like green. Wow, that's horrible. Truly horrible. Let's go for a bit of light blue, and then you can actually choose what alternate row color you want. Now when you choose the background color, it chooses a suitable alternate row color, but you can actually, I mean, let's do something really disgusting actually. Let's go for green, and alternate could be yellow. That's foul. That's truly foul. That's disgusting. That should be illegal. So let's change this back to automatic. And let's change this to, I don't know, bluey, a bit darker blue, something like that. I don't really care, to be honest with you, just something that makes it stand out a little bit. So yeah, you've got alternate row colors there. You've got conditional formatting. Do use conditional formatting. It does make a difference. One other thing I will mention about data sheets is if you click in here, and this is what we're going to be using to open up the form in the next video, and we go over here, and where it says display as hyperlink, just change that to always, and then in data sheets you get this nice ability to be able to treat this particular field as a button, which kind of like a button because you've got the little hand, little thing, but it does make a difference. That's kind of nice. Okay, so that's data sheets. Hope you enjoyed that video as much as I did, really. And I'll see you in the next video, where I will be showing you genuinely how to open up a form to a record that you click on in another form. Okay, so thank you for watching, and I shall see you then.